Joining me by Skype right now is Travis Knutson. He is the public affairs manager with LARAP, the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. Now, you're formerly the chief meteorologist at KVAL, correct?
Yeah, I worked up at KVAL in Eugene for the last 5 years or so, left in March, and have been with LARAP since then. Still in Lane County in the Eugene-Springfield metro area, but yep, I worked at KVAL as chief meteorologist for a few years before joining SHIP here at LARAP.
So one of the reasons I wanted to touch base with you today is yesterday I went out to the Mapleton area to take a look at the smoke damage from the Sweet Creek Milepost 2 fire that's currently burning out there, and noticed a lot of smoke in the area. And then I contacted you, and you had mentioned that overall the Lane County air was good, but then we had a few interactions between them. Tell me a little bit about the management of the air quality for the entire county.
Well, so Lane Regional Air Protection Agency, we're sort of the local air authority who regulates air in Lane County and works to keep it as clean and healthy for all of us to breathe. And part of that is smoke management. So whenever there is a wildfire or smoke from like chimneys during the wintertime, that usually is something we'll see. But in the summertime, it's all about wildfires. And when we have wildfires and that smoke enters the atmosphere, sort of we watch that very carefully to see where the air quality is reduced from that particulate matter from those fires, and sort of sending out our messaging on how people should respond and what actions they should take to protect their own health. And for Lane County, our air quality for our sensors across the county have all been in the good range, which is under a certain threshold of how many sort of particulates are in the atmosphere in a cubic meter. It's remained in that good range steadily over the last couple of days, despite the Sweet Creek fire. There are certain parts of the county, like Mapleton, for example, very close to that wildfire, where they are not seeing that good air quality. They certainly are impacted by a lot more smoke. But for the broader Lane County area, we've actually been very fortunate that the wind and the weather patterns have sort of been directing that plume of smoke more to the south across Lane County, where the impact on major populations isn't really a thing that's happening. So the broad sort of reaching air quality impact from the Sweet Creek fire has actually been pretty minimal to Lane County as a whole, but to very isolated communities that are much, much closer to that fire, they're seeing their air quality degrade pretty good.
Now let's talk about the implementation of what you're calling purple air sensors. Talk about that's sort of is that a new technology or a new device?
Well, so what a purple air sensor is, or at least for LARAP, we have some a lot of monitoring different equipment we use to sort of judge the air and see the particulates, the pollution that's in the air, on a very precise level. And this equipment that we use, of course, is very expensive, requires filters that need to be replaced, and sort of have a high cost barrier to set these sensors up. But what the purple air monitor is, the consumer grade level air sensor. It's about a $250 price point, which is significantly less than the thousands of dollar price points that are sort of very precise equipment that we use to measure. And because of this, that allows LARAP, or what we LARAP has done with these purple air sensors, has been putting them in homes or locations across the county where people are hosting these purple air sensors for us. It basically just plugs into an outlet, and then it needs a wireless signal. And it judges the air quality, it measures the air quality, and then it sends its reading to essentially the internet, where then we can get a hold of it and sort of post it, and people can see what that air quality is. And it's a $250 price point, as I mentioned, so it's much more affordable. And how the sort of accuracy of this monitor works is it's not as refined as our more expensive sort of monitors, but it does a pretty impressive job on capturing the air quality pretty well. And so we have a few of these sort of scattered throughout Lane County to try to get a better sense of the nuance of where air quality might be a little bit better or might be a little bit worse. We don't currently have one in Mapleton, unfortunately. However, I sort of, through LARAP, we've been connecting with sort of partner agencies and partner sort of government agencies to try to find someone who can host the sensor. And it looks like tomorrow we'll be able to install a purple air sensor up in the Mapleton area, which will be nice because that'll give that community access to air quality information which really helps to shape and guideline sort of actions people should be taking to help protect their health in the event when smoke is really filling into their community.
And since that is happening in Mapleton, what are some of the things that people can be doing? Obviously, people with respiratory issues are at a greater risk of this than, say, people that are good and healthy. But what are some of the precautions people should be taking during this kind of extreme weather or extreme fire condition?
Well, we have, so there is this thing called the Air Quality Index, the AQI Index, and it's essentially sort of a threshold of where or how to rate the air quality. There's different categories. There's good, moderate, unhealthy for sensitive groups, unhealthy, very unhealthy, and hazardous. So, of course, you know, as the air becomes more polluted, then the air quality index level will change. And whenever air quality is in the good to moderate level, generally most people are fine to be outdoors. You might notice a little bit of a smell, some smoke in the air. But as far as impact on health, things are relatively minor and not something that you should worry about. But as air starts to degrade more and you get into that unhealthy for sensitive groups category, kind of that orange category, that's when people like children, anyone with heart conditions or respiratory conditions, or the elderly, pregnant women, those are people who are part of that sensitive groups category. And those people should really consider limiting their outdoor exposures, try to hang out inside, close all the windows, make sure the HEPA filter that you have on your home is has been recently replaced and is a good, clean HEPA filter. That'll do wonders when it comes to filtering out sort of the particulate matter in the atmosphere. And then also doing things like not necessarily vacuuming in situations like this, because that sort of stirs up the dust and sort of pollutes the air in your own home. And then we start to get to the categories like unhealthy. That's when its impact will really be affecting everybody. And everyone should try to limit indoors. When it gets into very unhealthy and hazardous, that's when, you know, maybe you should consider some of those smoke masks and things like if you need to go outside and spend some time outdoors. So that's sort of the guidance that people can use to follow. And with a place like Mapleton right now, without having an air quality sensor in that community, it's tough to really gauge where that air quality index is, which is why LRAP is really trying to get a sensor out there as quickly as possible. I think we'll have one up and running tomorrow where people can look at what that air quality value is and then follow the sort of index guidance to best protect yourself and your family.
So does smoke itself not necessarily mean a severely degraded air quality? Does it have to do with more than just the presence of smoke?
Well, there's a lot more to just smoke when we're measuring air quality. In the instance of a wildfire, I mean, the smoke is really going to be the main pollutant. That's called particulate matter. And what particulate matter is it's just these small, very, very small little particles that are created in many different ways. Sometimes car exhaust will create these particulate particles, particulate matter. But when wood burns, whether it's in a fireplace or whether it's a wildfire that's burning, that particulate matter is sort of the main pollutant. So right now with the Sweet Creek fire, all of that smoke is really the main pollutant there, contributing to the degradation in air quality. And what happens is these small little particles, because they're so small, they get into your lungs and then they never really leave your lungs. They just kind of stay there forever, which, you know, a couple sort of exposures to smoke in those situations isn't necessarily bad, but through, you know, a period of a lifetime, if you're out when the smoke is bad because of wildfires and you're breathing in these small particles that never really ever leave your lungs because they're too small to, that's when it can start leading to health problems down the road later in life, which is why smart decisions today and smart actions you can take today to breathe in less of that particular matter, the longer and healthier of a life you live down the road.
So even if there's not, say, a major evacuation for the general populace there, people with degraded health conditions should probably stay out of the area for a while. Is that what you recommend? What you would recommend?
Right. Without having a sensor there at the moment, it makes it tough to really know exactly how poor the air quality is for a community like Mapleton at the moment. But it's pretty easy to just be up there and you say, you know, there's a lot of smoke in the air. And if you see that, then you know the air quality really is less than ideal. And in those instances, if you can get out of the Mapleton area entirely, out of those small little valleys that kind of exist in western Lane County, to a place or an airshed where there's not seeing smoke impacts like the Eugene-Springfield metro area, or even a little bit farther out to the coast where air quality, such as in Florence, is a little bit improved. That will do wonders. And if you don't have the ability to sort of leave your home or community for an extended period of time, then doing your best effort to stay indoors, keeping all the windows closed, and making sure that that HEPA filter on your home has recently been replaced will help a lot when it comes to protecting yourself from those smoke impacts.
Travis Knutson, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I really do appreciate it. It's good information. And hopefully that we'll get that a purple air sensor in Mapleton up soon, and we'll be able to take a look at it.
Yeah, well, I hope so. It looks like tomorrow will be a day that we can get that up. If not tomorrow, then the day after. But I'll forward along all that information to you as well if you have any capacity or interest to share that with your listeners so they can have access to that information. Because it really is, once you know what the air quality level is, then you can follow the guidelines that go along with it. And that will do wonders to protect your own health and your family's health.
All right, Travis Knutson with LRAPA and formerly KVAL Chief Meteorologist. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
Coming up next, we catch up with Jody O'Mara with the Mapleton School District on what's going to be happening this fall in the classroom on our September edition of Our Town.